Call Me the Breeze, just heading down the road. Eric Clapton here on KVSH. Jeff and Cindy here on the Morning Scramble, and out there on the road in the breeze would be Bob Horsley and Bruce Morser on their way back home as they took off from Gloucester a couple of days ago, and we welcome them to the radio show. Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Morning, Jeff, Cindy. Hey.
Good morning.
So,
or good noon for you, because, you know, Eastern time.
Yeah. Have you had lunch yet?
That was the same song Bob was playing on his stereo on his bike this morning.
No.
I thought you promised your wives no earbuds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't be listening to music while you're
riding. Give him a dope flat. Hang tight.
So where'd you spend the night last night?
We spent it in West Brookfield, which is one of four Brookfields, west, north, south, and I guess Brookfield.
So, yeah, those colonists, they kind of were low on creativity when they named a lot of those New England cities.
Did you go past the birthplace of Jedediah Foster? He's one of the forgers of the Massachusetts Constitution, you know.
He forged it?
You know, that may have been one of the roadside we passed.
Right? Yeah.
I missed that. What else do you know, Jeff?
Well, with better timing, you could have been in West Brookfield for the Asparagus Festival, but you weren't thinking about that, were you?
We did. Oh, no, we saw that.
Boy,
we did see that this morning, and asparagus must be big out here. They're everywhere.
We're seeing roadside stands with asparagus to sell.
Oh, no kidding.
Well, it's early spring. That's
all over the place. The one thing we did notice about the Brookfields in general is I think their specialty is burying people. There were more cemeteries per cubic foot of land than you've ever seen anywhere. I mean, extraordinarily so. And they're beautiful, huge, elaborate cemeteries. You could probably take the entire population of all the Brookfields right now and just bury them, and there'd still be more room.
A million.
Not just Brookfield, but really since we have left Gloucester, there have been like three or four cemeteries per town that they've gone through.
Brookfield being the exceptionally profound one.
You know? They must have really bad traffic out there.
Traffic
so far has been, you know, outside of what we thought would be a pleasant piece of the ride, the last couple of miles into my sister's house in Lincoln, Massachusetts, where both Bob and I thought we would die several times, the rest has been downright easy. Traffic-wise, it's been almost pleasant.
Oh, that's good.
Well,
we don't want you to wind up in one of those roadside cemeteries.
Yeah. We're just glad you got out of West Brookfield with your lives.
We did. This has been a little bit memory lane to me in that I grew up in this area and would ski at little ski hills around here. And I was waiting to tell Bob this, but we're riding our bike through Belcher Town. And imagine a carload of fifth grade boys on their way to a weekend of skiing somewhere in Western Massachusetts, driving by the exit for Belcher Town. And the cacophony of stuff that goes on in the car. I've never actually been through Belcher Town, and I can check that one off the list, too.
Okay, cool.
We also went by the largest man-made reservoir in the country today.
Really?
That basically furnishes the Boston area all their water. So
Quabbin Reservoir, which is, to give you an idea, Quabbin Reservoir is about the size of Puget Sound.
Wow.
It's big.
Wow, that's like bigger than Massachusetts, I thought.
Wow.
Well, it stretches for a good chunk of Massachusetts, and it's got several different parts to it. It's huge, absolutely huge.
Well, I was just glad to hear that story so that I could hear Bob say water.
Water.
He's not from around there.
No. What's it?
That's the first time Bob has said the word water in the entire trip. He keeps talking about the mirror.
I don't think it'll be the last.
Water. Are you talking the mirror?
So Bob, being a Southerner as you are, a Georgian, what's it like to pedal in this sort of alien landscape that is pretty unusual for you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The area that we've been pedaling through is sort of rolling hills. It's really reminiscent of where I grew up in the Piedmont, North Georgia.
So not that different.
As far as the geography and the topography, it's really similar. Hardwood forest, and it's beautiful, sort of. Stretches of hardwood forest and then farmland, beautiful area, but really reminiscent of really similar to North Georgia.
So when people
you stop and you get the accent, a little different there, but
Bruce can translate for you.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the weather been like so far?
Well, it hasn't been great. You probably saw, I mean, I told the world I wouldn't Facebook, and so what do I do the first day out? I actually posted my first Facebook thing ever, which a lot of people responded to that fact.
Yeah.
And we dipped our rear tire in the famous Rockport Harbor with that famous motif number one, they call it, a red fishing shed in the background.
Uh-huh.
That would be picturesque. We dipped the rear wheels, and it immediately starts to rain.
Oh.
Like right away, within 10 feet. And it rained off and on for the rest of that day. And then our first day of riding was basically about, 60% in the rain. And yesterday, it was beautifully sunny, but we suffered a rather severe headwind all day long. Today, though?
Today, we're sitting out here in the sunshine, and it's beautiful. It must be upper 60s, lower 70s right now. It's very nice.
Oh, very
nice. There was a frost in the this morning,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, there was. A funny little story for you. Last night, we're trying to do a painting a day.
Uh-huh.
And we rolled into this little, kind of a little sleep bag motel, but it was just fine. And kind of cold. We're very tired, but we know we've got a bag of painting before dinner. So we whip out the paint in the bedroom, open the window, and paint it from sitting on the bed.
I painted the river outside the hotel, and Bob painted me painting the river.
View from Motel 6, number 1.
Yeah.
West Brookfield was great. We finished our paintings, and we walked up to Lynn's Chinese Cuisine,
uh-huh,
where we helped a young waitress who we were her third customers ever, and you can tell we helped this young lady out when she came up to Bob and asked him if he wanted a straw for his beer.
Okay. Not a young drinker as well as a young lady.
That's right. We started her off on the right path in life.
So the you're in the West Brookfield is in the Quahbog Hills.
Of course.
But what's the terrain been like generally so far?
Well, the terrain's sort of rolling up and down. At times it's just nice, pleasant, almost like you're riding in Seattle somewhere. And then it wrinkles up into what very much looks like Vashon. And today it was quite chilly getting out of the Quabbin Reservoir area. And then it flattened out between Amherst and Northampton. But we crossed the Connecticut River, and before we get to Pittsfield, we've got the Berkshires to deal with, and that's going to be hard.
We have a difficult afternoon ahead of us.
Those are like 1,000-foot peaks, which is like rolling one after another, up and down and up and down.
So do you think you'll get to Pittsfield tonight?
We will.
Well, you better be careful, because when you get there, this is the third week of the flushing of the Pittsfield water system. That's just a heads up for you.
Good.
Be watching out for that.
Can you watch that? That sounds kind of exciting.
It's just a sort of a tourist experience for you, I'm sure.
So Jeff, any recommendations on restaurants there tonight?
I'll look them up and I'll text you something.
Okay, that sounds good.
We're staying at the Berkshire Inn.
Right, which was at least 2.5 stars. I think we'll probably get... One of the things Bob and I are really good at is we help each other ratchet down our expectations.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I had a dream about you guys where you were staying last night. I don't even know where it was, but I think it was because I knew we were going to talk to you this morning. So I dreamed you were actually Will Ferrell and Tom Hanks, and that
which one was
I not clear. And you were staying in a motel with a courtyard around a swimming pool, and you were on the second floor. And every night you'd come back to that same hotel or motel, and you would get a bunch of helium parachutes and fly out of your hotel room door up into the sky. Uh-oh. And Will Ferrell would throw a baby doll down into the pool, and then you'd come back to your room.
Most of that is true. the parachute part, I'm not sure.
To work on that.
This was the Copper Lantern in West Brookfield, which we highly recommend to anybody because apparently nobody else goes there. We were, I think, the only guests there last night.
No, there were people in the room next to us.
Oh.
All the rest of them were in the cemetery.
You didn't hear a bit of that either.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sure this won't be your first paper wall experience.
Yeah.
No. I'm a better sleeper than Bob, too.
So I was up most of the night last night.
Ah.
You're a better sleeper than anybody, Bruce. Just
that could be true.
So
getting a little road color here. You hear the siren.
Yeah, I hear something back there. Any surprises so far, or is the ride pretty much keeping up with your expectations?
Yes, there was a surprise. First day, we're about only 20 miles in, and we're rolling into Beverly, Massachusetts. We had just sort of ridden around Manchester, the town from the movie fame, and we got to the Starbucks, and getting back on the bike, hold on a second.
Yeah, it's just some more dead people being taken to West Brookfield.
To the cemetery.
Yeah.
Our entire thing's be on fire. Get this out. We roll into the Starbucks, and Bob strikes up a conversation, which is something we realize. Everyone wants to talk.
Everyone
drink.
Yeah.
So we get talking to this guy, and he's introducing himself as Todd, and this super, super nice guy, and he was interested in bicycles, and he did some writing for Bicycle Magazine, and, you know, back and forth, and he keeps introducing himself, and finally, when he asked us our name so we can write it down and put it into his article, he finally introduced himself back with his last name, which is an unusual last name. He said, "I'm Todd Balf." Well, I kind of looked at him and said, are you Oliver Balf's relationship to him somewhere? And this is Julie's godfather. So sure enough, we were talking to the son of Julie's godfather.
What?
On our very first stop on the trip. Yeah, this is just at a little Starbucks.
By sheer coincidence.
That's wild.
And had we not gone on and on and on, and his last name not been something weird like Balf, and super duper nice guy. So that was a great way to get the whole trip going, even though we're on the opposite coast. It feels like family here. So.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, it kind of is family.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely kind of was.
Well, it sounds like you're having a good experience, as we knew you would, and all kinds of folks have asked us, when are they on, so everybody's following along here, and we'll just check in with you every week and see what we can, maybe we'll get a betting pool as to where you'll be next Thursday.
We've got some stuff to cover before next Thursday. We'll, 2 days we get to see, or I guess, yeah, 2 days, tomorrow night. Oh, is that possible?
Tomorrow night,
we're actually watching Madeline dance in Albany, New York. That's kind of a hoot.
Yeah.
Especially because tomorrow we just heard that the forecast is for an inch and a half to 2 inches of rain.
Oh, gosh. You've got to make it.
Chance of rain tomorrow.
Got to make it to Albany, though. Can't miss that.
Yeah. Yep. I don't just swim there. I'll get to the
Oh, that's going to be wild. When you've got a choice, you can just say, we can wait this out. But you will have to just push through.
We will. So, Jeff, here's a tip for your music selection next week.
Okay.
By the time you're talking to us next week, we will have been down on the Erie Canal for a couple of days.
Okay.
Ah.
All right.
Several good tips for that.
Way more than 15 miles.
Yeah.
Way more.
300 to 400 miles. Yeah.
We'll just keep doing that 15 back and forth.
Well, it's great to talk to you guys. Sounds like you're just doing great, and we will check in. We'll actually check in a little early next week because Cindy and I are actually going to be gone next Thursday, so we'll arrange to talk to you probably on Tuesday, and we'll get that recorded and get that into a replay show, so everybody will get to hear from you at 9 o'clock next Thursday morning.
Good. That's great.
Sounds
all right.
Good.
So I'll talk to you.
Jeff and Cindy.
Oh, absolutely. I'll talk to you about
happy
all that
trails.
Later. And happy trails to you guys. And well, that sounds just fantastic. They're just having a good time. As you know, how could they not?
Riding bicycles in the rain. I don't know. Since I'm not a cyclist.
Yeah. No,
I don't even like to ride from our house on 216th up to 204th.
Yes, I know.
Up Monument Road.
I know, yeah. But, they're best friends.
And they love to bike.
And, yes.
And that makes a huge, huge difference from what I understand.
It kind of does. So back to more music here at 918 on KVSH. An obsession artist for me. Saw her live at the Crocodile a couple weeks ago. This is Jane from her first album, and So Peaceful on KVSH.